son's father-in-law.
Is it?
Yeah, he's getting up in years, and I just help him, you know, when I have any spare time. And
are you,
I work for a telephone company and don't have a whole lot.
You're not a farmer? Where is Elkins?
Well, you know where Federal University of Arkansas is?
Yes, sir.
I live about 8 miles from there.
Okay. Yeah, we've got some horses, and we used to take them down to Little Rock in August to the horse sale there.
Yeah.
It was a good trip, but Little Rock in August is a very warm place.
Oh, it's not too it's not too good down in there in August. Matter of fact, it's not too good here in August.
I expect it's not.
It's pretty warm.
Yeah, well, August is that kind of month anyhow, I guess,
well,
no matter where you're.
Kind of that way everywhere.
One of the side effects of the interviews I do is a pretty good increase in the number of autograph requests that a fella gets for a period of a month or so. Some guys don't care for this, some guys like it. So I warn you, if that's a problem.
Hell, ain't nothing a problem with me.
Okay, great. Boy, I love that attitude.
Well, I mean, there ain't nothing bothers me about.
Okay, well, great. Okay, I'll ask you, I don't know, 10 or 12 questions, and if you would please just answer them as short or as long as you want. If there's something you don't want to answer, just don't answer it. First, who signed you originally?
Well, I went with Joe Berry. He lived in Huntsville about 15, 20 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down in Texas in Devo.
Okay, so you started at the very bottom.
Well, yes, I did.
Had a big year your first year, too.
Well, so-so.
17 years old, 110 RBIs. It's not a whole lot of 17-year-olds do that.
Well, I was, they used to knock me down. I wasn't smart enough to know they were throwing at me. He used to tell my boy that when I was 17, 18, 20 in there, you couldn't hit me with a handful of buckshot.
Uh-huh. Well, evidently you didn't scare off.
Well, I just loved it. I
mm-hmm.
mean, that's all I can say about it. I love to play. I'd like to play today, but things don't work like they used to.
Oh, I know that feeling very well. Well, you were a good, steady performer in the minor leagues until 1954 when you were with Omaha, and you had a big, big year then.
Yeah, pretty good.
What happened? Your home run power evidently seemed to... Did you beef up any at that time, or what happened?
Well, no. Farrell Anderson was a manager then, and he said, you're going to have to drive runs in for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a talk and talked about it, and I changed my line drive hitter and tried to lift the ball a little more, maybe, but that's about the extent of it.
Well, it sure worked, evidently. 25 home runs. 125, 127 RBIs.
Yeah, I had a pretty good year.
Well, that was the year the Cubs drafted you, is that right?
That was.
I guess that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was the same year that Pittsburgh drafted Clemente.
Uh-huh. Well, a good year for minor league outfielders.
Pardon?
A good year for minor league outfielders, isn't
it? Yeah. You used to load up your one AAA ball club, and they could only take two off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which things have changed now. I don't know how it is now. But back then, in the 50s, early 50s, everybody would load up, you know, the Dodgers and the Cardinals, and everybody had, you know, a lot of ball players that they want more or less to protect.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just take two off the ball club. And they loaded up Rochester, and the Cubs took me off of it, I think it's Willard Smith went with me.
Oh, Willard Smith. Okay.
He went to Cincinnati, and I went to Chicago.
Who owned you at that time?
You mean
when you were drafted? Before you were drafted.
Cardinals.
The
Cardinals bought me now midway through the 1950 season.
Okay.
When you was talking about down in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they Freddie Hahn come down there and they bought me and they wanted to make a shortstop out of me. And I led the league the rest of the year at shortstop the wrong way.
Yeah, that's the last you played there too, according to your record.
Well, yeah. And I was always maybe the third string catcher. I'd done some catching too.
Yeah, I see that later on you did. Okay, so you went to the Cubs and you were, I guess they kind of rotated four outfielders out there the couple years you were there.
Yeah.
And you got about as much playing time as anybody and produced pretty well.
Well, so-so, I guess you'd say.
Well, you were traded then. Well, the Cubs traded you. You went back to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And then you went back down.
Went to Omaha.
Yeah, what...
That was AAA then.
Right. American Association, yeah.
Yeah.
What, and well, your average was down, but you had good power. How'd the Giants get a hold of you?
Well, see, St. Louis need a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
They traded me to Frisco for Cat and somebody else. I don't remember now who it was.
Mm-hmm. And you, that's when I first saw you play. I lived out in Los Altos.
Yeah.
When the Giants came west, and I saw you play, and I was a little kid, but you became one of my favorites.
Yeah, I guess I played opening day there. Me and Willie and I guess a Lou in the outfield.
Seal Stadium and Ruben Gomez pitched.
Yeah, an old Seal Stadium.
Yeah, I loved that ballpark. I was really sorry to see it go.
God, that's been a long time ago.
Yes, it has. Goodness, I can remember it. I remember a lot of things I don't think I could have been around for.
Well, I don't like it. You like to remember part of it, but part of it you just seem to forget.
Oh, yeah. Get to be more of that all the time. How'd you get to Toronto?
Me and Ernie Broglio was traded from the Giants organization to Toronto for, now, don't quote me on these names.
Okay.
I don't. they say your memory's the first thing to go.
Oh, yeah.
Two pitchers. They was trying to win a pennant, and the Giants was, and they needed pitching, and they sent me and Broglio up there. And that's how I got to Toronto.
Okay, who owned you at that time? The Indians owned you?
They had a working agreement.
At Toronto, okay.
Toronto, and what that consisted of then was the Indians got two picks off of the ball club.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they sent some ball players there, too.
You never got to Cleveland because Washington drafted you.
Yeah.
The new Senators.
Yeah, I never did get to Cleveland.
You became a very, very solid, steady producer with the Senators for several years.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed playing there.
Talked to one of your teammates. Oh, goodness gracious. Just Steve Hamilton. Here a little while back. He's an athletic director up in Moorhead State University, about 50 miles from us here.
Who's that?
Steve Hamilton.
Oh, yeah, Steve. Yeah, I know Steve.
Heck of a fine fellow. In 64, you had about 2 weeks in which you just sort of went hog wild. You had, in May 26th, you hit for the cycle, and on June 8th, you had three home runs in a game. Do you remember those two games?
Well, not really.
Didn't impress you, huh?
Yeah, I remember hitting three home runs in the game.
Remember who they were off of?
And then right after that, I broke my leg.
Mm-hmm.
I got hit in Los Angeles and busted the bone in it, and I was out for a while.
Cost you probably your best season.
Well, you never know.
Well, you may not have gotten hit too the whole time, but you were going awfully good at the time.
Well, yeah, you know, I was out for quite a few, you know, missed quite a few games.
Do you remember who you hit the three home runs off of?
Well, I think it was John Wyatt and Mo Dabrowski and I want to say Catfish Hunter, but I'm not sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it might have been Blue Moon Odom, you know.
Well, either way, it's pretty good pitchers.
Well, these. We'll put it this way: they hit my bat. I just what Popeye used to say, Don Zimmer.
Uh-huh.
He always said, if you can't hit them, swing hard in case you hit it.
Well, yeah, you had to have it out there in time, anyhow.
That was his theory, swing hard in case you hit it.
Well, it works for a lot of guys. A lot of them today are swinging hard and not hitting it.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
You were primarily known for your power, yet you did not strike out a lot.
Well, contact.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the funny thing about it, that contact probably got me more home runs in the two big rips I had.
Yeah, a lot of fellows have told me that.
Well, it kind of happens that way.
Yeah. I guess a lot of the boys today could listen to that and probably heed from it.
They play a little different today. I'm watching a game. I'm watching Boston and Minnesota play.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really play like, you know, we used to.
A lot of differences, isn't there?
Well, it looks like it.
What do you think, talking about the differences, what do you think the biggest difference is from now to the time you played?
Oh, I don't know.
Other than money, of course.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's... But I wouldn't trade my days for nothing.
No, I think, you know, even you were playing just at your peak when they expanded. I think that period from the mid-50s to the mid-60s probably saw a lot better ball players than we're seeing out there today overall.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Don't think so?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you the truth, I've not seen a ball game since I quit playing.
Haven't gone on TV. Yeah.
But, I mean, I haven't been. Everybody wants to know why I don't go. And, I mean, I've been invited to, they ain't no tell how many old-timers games. And the reunion at Frisco, I get a letter every, the first 10 years, you know, and then there's 20 years. And I just seem like I'm still interested in it, but I just don't want to go.
Mm-hmm. I think I can understand. You probably, I don't know, it's hard to say for one person to another, but you would probably enjoy seeing some of your old teammates, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've still got a lot of friends.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I talked to a lot of them, Ronnie Klein and, you know, Sparky Anderson and Don Zimmer and them guys.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have a plastic hip put in and stuff, and I'm kind of afraid to play in them old-timers games.
Well, yeah, I can see that. That'd sure slow you down a step, wouldn't it?
I do construction work and for the telephone company. You know, that's kind of tough, but you can kind of watch what you do there.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get out there on the field and you level this, you know, go plumb crazy.
Oh, you forget yourself?
That's right. That's what I'm afraid of.
I'm not quite as old as you, but I understand now I've got a boy playing college ball, and I go out and throw with him sometimes. And it just seems like yesterday I could rear back and throw it. And Lord, I come in and I'm sore for a week.
I've got a grandson coming on. He's going to be a good ball player.
Good. Is he hit?
Oh, that's... Don't they all want to hit?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think he knows where the money is.
Yeah. Well, good luck to him. Is he a king?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck to him.
Yeah, he's my boy.
How old is he?
Well, he'll be 9 here in June.
All right, that's a great age.
Yeah, well, quick school's out. He'll be coming up to stay with me for, you know, this summer.
Okay, well, that'll be a lot of fun.
His dad's a coach down in Texas.
Baseball coach?
No, football.
Oh.
Down there, there's no...
I guess so.
There's very little baseball and a whole lot of football.
Yeah, football and then all the other sports grouped together.
Well, it's 4A school, and he's had some good teams.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in Texas?
Madisonville.
I don't know where that is.
Well, it's right between Dallas and Houston.
Hmm. Okay.
It's just, I guess, 10,000 population in the town.
Oh, the 4A school, though, he's got to have some good talent to draw from to be a 4A.
He's got some, there's some of the boys down there that, well, he's been down there since, not there, he was in Garrison. He's got 3 or 4 boys in pro ball.
Oh, boy. Well, that's impressive. Very good.
No, he's a good coach. The boys like him.
Well, that's half the battle of being
a
good coach.
Well, I tell him that the one thing you've got to do, and that's be fair.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that covers an awful lot of sins the other ways, too.
Well, you need to be fair with the kids.
Mm-hmm. How long has he been coaching?
Oh, he started about 10 years ago.
Hmm.
See, he got out of college and he's 22. Yeah, and he'd be 33 now.
Mm-hmm.
This July, and he's been in about 10 years.
Where did he go to school?
At John Brown University.
Where's that?
That's a little miles, about 15 miles north of University of Arkansas here.
Mm, okay.
Right over on the Oklahoma line.
Mm-hmm. Did he play baseball, or was he just football?
No, he played baseball.
But you couldn't get him going in the right direction long enough.
Well, he hit, I mean, he was a good ball player, but he, I don't know, they just didn't draft him that high.
He was drafted, though.
Yeah, I told him if he wasn't drafted, you know, up pretty well, I mean, you know, you're kind of wasting your time nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they fill out rosters with the lower draft choices and don't really ever seem to give the boys a shot.
I mean, he hit around 400, and but, you know, it, when you're drafted down, and another thing, he was wanting to get married, and, you know, I told him it'd be tough.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, he went, took a job of coaching and stuff.
And he's happy with what he did.
Well, he enjoyed coaching.
Good. That's good. Let's get back to you. What was there one game, we talked about the three home run game, was there one game that stands out in your mind as either being a particularly good game or a thrilling game for you or for your team?
Well, I don't know. I had several good games against the Yankees.
That's a big one to have.
I don't know that there's something about when you went into Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good part for me to hit in. And I don't know. I had several good games there.
But there's not one that really stands out above all the others?
Well, no, I don't know if there was.
Okay. Who was, in the time that you played in the majors, who was the best player you think you saw?
Best player?
Yes, sir.
Willie Mays.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer, I think.
Well, I played with him like you were talking about. We opened up in Frisco,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to play at him a while to appreciate what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can beat you at the bat. He can beat you on the bases. He can beat you throwing. Just anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a heck of a talent.
Ball player.
I saw him many times, and I was just never ceased to be amazed. Who was the best pitcher you saw?
Well, I'd have to say two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Erskine was one, and Whitey Ford was the other.
That's one from each side of the plate. Erskine was hurt, wasn't he?
Pardon?
Wasn't Erskine hurt, and it slowed his career down?
Well, no. He never was hurt against us. I guess he probably had, you know, when he got up in years, little arm trouble, but in 55, he stands out in my mind right-handed.
Yeah. I think that was at his peak when you were with the Cubs.
Yeah. He was tough.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was short, and you'd swear that little guy couldn't throw that hard.
Yeah.
And you'd faced him a number of times. You know he can. And he just eats you up, and he had the best overhand curveball that I ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And he had that real good changeup.
And then from the other side of the plate, it was Ford.
I'd have to say Whitey, probably. Well, Whitey was smart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably the left-hander that had the, I guess you'd say the best stuff was probably Sam McDowell or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now Ford, you just didn't see that many mistakes off of him. I mean, Sam, he'd get you two strikes and hang you a curveball. Now, you could forget it on Whitey. He just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't a big fellow either.
Who, Whitey?
Yeah.
No, but he could run that ball in on your fist, though, and eat you up.
Yeah. I suspect he was probably the top left-hander anyhow in the American League for a decade.
It's a long
time. He's not the best pitcher yet.
Him and Billy Pierce. Now, Billy Pierce stands pretty high, too.
Mm-hmm.
Pitched for Chicago.
Right. I remember another fellow wasn't very big.
No, he wasn't real big.
He was effective for 15 years, I guess.
Well, several.
Yeah.
Seems like he's always effective against me.
I guess you remember those better than the ones you did. Who was the toughest pitcher on you?
The toughest on me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to say Erskine would be pretty close.
I'll be darned. And you were a left-handed batter?
Yeah.
Huh. That's almost certain you'd mention either Pierce or Ford or another left-hander.
But now you talk about left-handers. Now Warren Spahn, I could eat him up.
I'm no kidding.
I mean, I don't know why. It just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best of all time, I think.
No, I think I hit around 350 off Spahny.
Oh, my goodness. Seems like the Braves would have tried to go out and get you just to get you from stop you from batting against him.
And he's the only left-hander I ever hit two home runs in one game off of.
Wow, I bet he didn't do that very often.
He beat us in Milwaukee one night 5-4, and I hit two home runs, and Banks hit two home runs.
Wow.
And that's the only. Now he didn't beat himself like I said about Ford. I mean, you beat him. He didn't beat himself. He didn't walk nobody.
Oh, he was fantastic. I saw him, I guess, probably 15 times over the years. He was just unbelievable.
Well, he pitched forever.
Seems like it, didn't he?
Well, he sort of did.
He didn't start till he was his mid-20s. He was still going in his mid-40s, I guess.
Well, they say he used to throw real hard, but, you know, then he'd got the real good control, and he just burned that black off of the plate,
mm-hmm.
That outside corner.
It must have been fun playing against guys like that.
Well, you know, when you get a hit off somebody like that, you'd have to say you got a hit off the best.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's not many of them around. There's not any of them around like that anymore.
No.
I asked you earlier about, do you mind receiving an autograph request? Do you get much fan mail today?
Oh, yeah. I get a lot.
And was it mostly autograph requests?
Well, pictures, you know.
Yeah, signed things.
Get baseball cards.
And you don't mind doing that?
No, I don't mind.
Good. Do they ever ask you to go to those baseball card shows?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of those?
Well, I don't have nothing against them. I turned down a guy, I guess it's last Saturday. And me and Catfish were supposed to go to Oklahoma City. Then they had another day to go to Kansas City. And I just told them that I just didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't have nothing against them. I just, you know.
Is it worth your time, what they pay you?
Well, as you know, I'm not a rich guy and stuff, but I don't know. I just don't know why I don't want to go.
Well, I took my son's 19 now, and he still buys baseball cards, and is a tremendous baseball fan. He wants to be a major league player, I guess, like all kids. But a few years ago, he didn't go to card shows anymore. A few years ago, I took him to them before he could drive. And we'd go, we'd see where a certain player was going to be at one, and we were in Lexington, Kentucky, but usually up in Cincinnati, they had big ones. It's just an hour up the road. And we'd take him up there to see players that he was partial to. And it was like an assembly line. He'd go up there, and the players wouldn't look up, and he'd say something, hi, you're my favorite player or something. They wouldn't look at him. They'd sign their name so they couldn't read it.
See, I don't like things like that.
Uh-uh. It was very disappointing to the kids. I know to him it was, and I'm sure to any other kid. I'm glad to hear you don't go to them. not shortly the money, but, when I was a kid, you were one of my favorites, and I could imagine being disappointed walking up and not having you even look up at me.
Well, I don't, like I said, I don't have nothing, against them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I turned down a lot of things, but I used to go to a lot of crippled children hospital and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to Chicago, and that was when, my kids was, being born then. And I put in a lot of time and stuff like that, but outside of that, I don't, and I ain't been to none of them lately.
Well, it's kind of hard. You're not in the middle of an area where you can do that very easily.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not, you've got to go a long ways from where
mm-hmm.
I live.
Yeah. It's an advantage or a disadvantage, but for doing that sort of thing, it's a disadvantage.
But now, I used to, when I was playing, the kids kind of enjoyed it. And that kind of made my day, we'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Yeah, I'm sure it did. That's real good. If you went back to being 17 years old again, would you be a professional ball player again?
Oh, I wouldn't trade for nothing.
Great. Do you have any regrets from your career? Nothing. Enjoy the whole thing.
Oh, I don't know of a thing.
That's great.
I mean, I enjoyed playing. I mean, like you said, we didn't make much money then. I think the minimum when I went to the big leagues is $8,000.
Yeah.
And now it's about 100 and something.
It's either just over or just under 100. Yeah, it's awful good pay.
Well, I mean, Mantle wasn't making that then.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to fathom. I guess a fellow like you that could be counted on for 18 or 20 home runs a year, today, you'd be making at least $800,000, if not a million.
Yeah. Yeah, the wife seen the other night somebody signed an extension on his contract, and he had, similar to what I, you know, and it's $1.4 million. I don't remember who it was, but said, you've been just barn too quick.
Call them up and see if they can make it retroactive.
But, I mean, like I told her, I said, I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Yeah, you know, I talked to a lot of guys from, and the ones I talked to are ones I followed when I was a kid. And they're from your time, from the mid-50s through the mid-60s. And almost without fail, they wouldn't trade the time they played for the time now.
Well, I talked to a few guys, and they kind of jealous. But, man, I'm jealous. I mean, they ain't nothing to be jealous about. I mean, I draw a good pension, you know, for my baseball.
Sure.
And I'm proud of that.
You just got a raise, too, didn't you?
The guys at work call it my easy money. And I said, yeah, if you followed me around, you thought easy money.
Yeah, you earned that easy money. Well, that's great. Jim, I really appreciate your time. I've enjoyed this.
Well, I mean, I don't mind talking to, you know. A lot of guys don't like to talk about, you know, their playing days and stuff.
Yeah, I found that. And I found a lot of guys, even though they don't want to talk, they'll say they'll give an interview, and then it's like pulling teeth trying to get them to say anything.
No, that don't bother me.
Well, I do appreciate it. But this will appear in a magazine called Sports Collector's Digest. Are you familiar with that?
No, not really.
It's basically geared to baseball card collectors and sports memorabilia collectors, which is why you'll get the increase in autograph requests, because a lot of people read them just to see who will sign autographs. And it'll appear, goodness, I don't know. I talked to Don Mossy about 6 weeks ago, and I told him it wouldn't appear for 6 or 8 months, and it came out in the latest issue. And
there's another guy who used to wear me out.
Mossy? He was good.
Yes, he was good, too.
And a heck of a nice fellow. I don't know, you never played with him, I guess.
No, I played against him.
Yeah.
I wasn't acquainted that way. I knew him, but I wasn't acquainted with him that much.
Now, he wore a lot of guys out. He had a couple years where he only averaged 5 base hits per 9 innings, giving up. I'll tell you, it will probably appear in 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
But it may end up appearing in 6 to 9 weeks, because I have no idea what their schedule is when I send it in to them. Would you like to have, would you like to see a copy of this before I send it in to make sure I haven't said anything you don't want me to say?
No, that don't bother me.
Okay. Would you like a copy of the magazine when it comes out?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, would you like more than one?
Well, two or three.
Sure. Okay, we'll send you three.
Okay.
Okay, and I tell you, Jim, I'd like to be able to tell you when it will be published, but I can't. It's just...
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, be sometime. I would suspect probably, just as a guess, late summer, early fall, but it could even be next spring. It just depends on what their schedule is and how they've got things set up.
Yeah, that's fine.